Happy, happy Halloween. So we're wrapping up the month of October with the history of Halloween.
Yes, there's going to be lots of people laughing at how I say things.
I hope everybody had a safe Halloween, trick-or-treat, get some candy, egg some houses, toilet paper some yards and trees.
I know it rained here.
Yeah, it did rain here. It sucked. It's cold.
Not a whole lot of
people out either.
But the ones that did, they did gift bags. They did like little treat bags that had a bunch of candy in them.
Which is good for the kids. Popular costume was the plague doctor for obvious reasons.
We did see a lot of those.
Actually, one of our kids was a plague doctor.
Well, she was a grim reaper / plague doctor. She just didn't want to carry her scythe.
So she's fucking creative. That's what that was.
Yeah.
So, the history of Halloween. It's a long one.
It is.
But it's very interesting, I think.
I didn't, like, do everything on it because it was so much. Like, I didn't go into, like, all of the different ways people did it. I did it from, like, how it started and then, like, how we do it over here, basically.
Right, but, I mean, you did get into the, like, bobbing for wieners and, I mean,
apples.
Apples,
not wieners, apples. Yes, I think I talked
I
about
like
that.
I like bobbing.
And I even wieners. Listed, like, the favorite or the most, it's either the favorite or the most popular Halloween treats. Okay. For certain places.
But I know that was part of it, right? The bobbing for apples?
The bobbing for apples, yeah.
So, without further delay.
And we're going to say sorry up front because I will be butchering words. Just bear with me. Okay, Halloween, which is also known as All Hallows' Eve, is a celebration observed in many countries on October 31st, the eve of the Western Christian feast of All Hallows' Day. It begins the three-day observance of All Hallowtide, the time in the year dedicated to remembering the dead, including saints, which are the Hallows, mm-hmm. martyrs, and all the faithful departed.
And I know that in different cultures they celebrate a similar thing. It's just called something different.
You've got the what is it that it's called?
Because
Mexico
thing,
does it. It's
Day of the Dead.
The Day of the Dead. Yeah. But I can't remember like what.
But it's a whole festival. Like it has. There's a festival parade.
Yeah.
And you wear the masks to scare away the evil spirits.
Right. Correct? And then you go and you actually have like a celebration at the gravesides
of
the family.
Yes.
Because it's believed that you take their favorite foods, that it's believed that while you're there, they're there celebrating with you.
Right. So it's more about observance of...
It's celebrating death, not mourning it, I guess.
Right. Well, yeah, sure. Because it's more of a... death is more of a change than it is the end.
Right. Yeah, I actually like how they do it. I think it's kind of... it's neat. One theory holds that many Halloween traditions originated from ancient Celtic harvest festivals, which is true, particularly the Celtic festival of Samhain.
Salad?
Samhain.
Salad.
I'm going to kill you. Which
dressing.
No, not salad dressing. It's Samhain.
Salad.
We're going to do this every time I say this word, aren't we? We're going to have the salad conversation. Samhain, which may have pagan roots, and that Samhain itself was Christianized on Halloween by the early church, because we know that the church and the Bible and all that stuff took everything from the pagan holidays.
Yeah, I mean, and it's actually a pagan religion itself.
Yeah, I mean, because even their... your God, your Mary, and all those, they're just taken from pagan gods.
Yes.
It was a pagan that started the church.
Correct.
He started Christianity. So, it's just, they took everything. They don't have anything that's their own.
But this isn't about Christianity. It's
I
about
know.
Salad.
It's not about salad, it's about Samhain. Other scholars believe, however, that Halloween began solely as a Christian holiday, separate from ancient festivals like Samhain. Horseshit. Halloween activities include trick-or-treating, attending Halloween costume parties, carving pumpkins into jack-o'-lanterns, which in our Lost podcast, we talked about how the jack-o'-lantern became a thing.
Yes.
I think I touch on it in here, too. Lighting bonfires, apple bobbing, divination games, playing pranks, visiting haunted attractions, telling scary stories, as well as watching horror films.
Now see, that's where I get... it's kind of interesting what it has evolved into.
Yeah, like nowadays it's
more about scary, yeah. And
it's your haunted attractions, your horror
candy
movies.
And I think the trick or treat probably is more of the, so you trick the bad spirits, right? Is that
right.
Correct?
I mean, they're, as we'll get into, they actually did leave treats out.
But it was for.
It was for I guess to keep the evil spirits away and
like an offering.
It was an offering, yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think Americans are the ones that kind of did the haunted attractions and
I think though
capitalized
honestly,
on it.
I think honestly that's I mean it's okay to evolve into that as long as you remember what the history of it was. I mean, Christmas is, you know, you make it your own thing. Everybody does. Thanksgiving, same thing. It's important to know the history of it and where it came from, but I think it's okay to, you know, like, my favorite holiday is Halloween. I love...
Yeah, we didn't decorate this year, though.
But I love the scary. I mean, even when it's not Halloween, we're watching horror movies and horror shows.
Oh, yeah.
And so it is special, and I like, you know, that it's spooky and you're out at night and you're going to different houses and getting candy and you're with your family. It's a safe, fun, but scary time.
Right.
We didn't do any haunted houses this year either, haunted trails. But I'm not too broken up about that because it's...
The one that we did sucked.
So disappointing.
I mean, for heaven's sakes, we got a better sound effect at our Board of Elections office today than we did at the Halloween haunted trail thing we did.
Yeah, it was just very disappointing.
What's the spinny door called?
Oh, yeah, the revolving door.
The revolving door, it sounded like the souls of hell trying to get out.
You know, the place we went was actually kind of cool. But it was like they got through the first part of it and they said, fuck it. It's enough.
And the area is perfect for it. But they just didn't.
It could have been so much worse.
They should have tried.
I think instead of trying to do the supernatural, they should have went more in the serial killer.
Witches. Because yeah. There's all kinds of occultists out there that do weird shit.
Anyway, yeah. So, I mean, they should have went with that.
The stories are already there. Just play on that.
Oh, I'm sorry. We got off track on salad.
What? No. We were talking about how...
Dressing.
Shut up. In many parts of the world, the Christian religious observances of All Hallows' Eve, including attended church services and lighting candles on the graves of the dead, remain popular, although elsewhere it is a more commercial celebration.
Which is what it's turned into now. Buy costumes. Buy all this candy. You spend a lot of money at Halloween.
You do. That's why I like how... The girls this year had their own ideas. Like, what they wanted, you didn't have to spend a whole lot of money on. And it was still creative for each one of them.
I think those are the best costumes, the ones that you go to thrift stores and you got stuff that you just make yourself.
Right. I think the homemade ones are the best. And if you do have to buy something, you don't have to buy a lot. Because the price of costumes is ridiculous. You shouldn't charge that much for costumes.
Although... We do like the naughty ones, like we get you the naughty cheerleader or nurse or cowgirl.
You had the opportunity to get the naughty nurse outfit and you didn't do it. You went with the cowgirl. Some Christians historically abstained from meat on All Hallows' Eve, a tradition reflected in the eating of certain vegetation foods.
Salad. That's where it came from. Salad.
It's not salad. It's Samhain.
You just said it. So.
I said that the Christians eat vegetarian foods.
So they eat salad.
Oh my God, I'm going to throw a pin at you. The foods that they eat included apples, potato pancakes, and soul cakes.
Bobbing for apples.
We'll get to that. And I think I also explained what a soul cake is.
Bobbing for wieners? Is there anything in there at all?
Why? Do you want to try it?
You think
you want to try to bob for some wieners?
No.
That's what she said.
I'm going to donate.
Your wiener's staying in your pants. the word Halloween dates to about 1745 and is of course, Christian origin. The word Halloween means Saints' Evening. It comes from a Scottish term for All Hallows' Eve. In Scots, the word Eve is even, and this is it's added to the E-E-N at the end. Over time, All Hallows' Eve evolved into Halloween, so they just kind of dropped some letters and combined the rest. Although the phrase All Hallows is found in Old English, All Hallows Eve is itself not seen until 1556.
So it'd be all, the Hallows are saints, right?
Yeah. So it's All Hallows Eve. And then they just drop the all and then combined Hallows and Eve together to get your Halloween. Today's Halloween costumes are thought to have been influenced by folk costumes and beliefs from the Celtic-speaking countries, some of which are believed to have pagan roots.
Of course. This holiday screams pagan.
Oh, yeah. Jack Santino, a folklorist, writes that there was, throughout Ireland, an uneasy truce existing between customs and beliefs associated with Christianity and those associated with religions that were Irish before Christianity arrived. So, the whole time, you know, you've got an unsteady truce between, you know, Christianity first starting and then your paganism that was already there. So, once Christianity hit, they thought everybody needs to do this and you need to forget about what you were doing before.
Oh, geesh, why not?
Because this is the right way.
Right, exactly.
What you're doing is wrong, what we want you to do is right. Even though we're going to tell you this, but then steal all of your holidays and turn them into different ones. Historian Nicholas Rogers, exploring the origins of Halloween, notes that while some folklorists have detected its origins in the Roman feast of Pomona, the goddess of fruits and seeds, or in the festival of the dead called Parentilia. Sorry, I'm sure I said that wrong. It is more typically linked to the Celtic festival of Samhain, which comes from the Old Irish for summer's end. So that's what it is. You're celebrating summer's end going into your fall.
So you eat a salad.
You want stabbed with this pin, don't you?
I'm just saying it fits.
It really doesn't. Samhain was the first and most important of the four quarter days in the medieval Gaelic calendar and was celebrated on October 31st through November 1st in Ireland, Scotland, and the Isle of Man. A kindred festival was held at the same time of the year by the Britannic Celts called, oh Lord, here we go, Callan Geoff in Wales. Callan Geoff in Cornwall. And there was another one in Brittany that was kind of close to that one. The name basically means first day of winter.
What name?
The translation of this, I'm not saying I'm not doing it again. I'm not, because I already know I said them wrong. But the translation is first day of winter. For the Celts, the day ended and began at sunset. Thus, the festival began on the evening before November 7th. By modern reckoning, the half point between equinox and solstice. Because you have four solstices.
Yeah, just like four seasons.
Samhain and God damn it, Callan Geoff are mentioned in some of the earliest Irish and Welsh literature. See, this is why I said this one's going to be rough. It's interesting.
It is interesting, actually.
But it's rough.
I mean, if we could understand what you were saying, it'd probably be more interesting, but it's fine.
I'm sure, you know, people will send in hate mail because of how I'm saying stuff. But I warned you beforehand.
We're doing the best we can do, okay? We're
I warned you a podcast ago this was going to be rough. The names have been used by historians to refer to Celtic Halloween costumes up until the 19th century and are still the Gaelic and Welsh names for Halloween. Samhain marked the end of the harvest season and beginning of winter, or the darker half of the year. Like Beltane, it was seen as a liminal time when the boundary between this world and the other world thinned. So that's your veil. The dead can cross over because the barrier's thin. This meant... Oh, here we go. Here's another one that you're going to have fun with. This meant the Asai.
Asai!
The spirits or fairies could more easily come into this world and were particularly active. Most scholars see the ECE as...
Is that different than the first one you said?
Yeah, this one's this one.
No, what is it? That was an English word. What? You messed up there. Next is Deidre.
Shut up. They were seen as the degraded versions of ancient gods whose power remained active in the people's minds even after they had been officially replaced by later religious beliefs. They were both respected and feared, with individuals often invoking the protection of God when approaching their dwellings. So they're basically fairies. That's what they are. At Samhain, it is believed that the fairies needed to be perpetrated to ensure that the people and their livestock survived the winter.
Oh, okay, so it was a celebration again and a blessing.
Yeah, it was a blessing, and it was, you know, to make the fair folk happy, basically. Because if you keep the fair folk happy, your shit ain't gonna get rocked. Because they'll come and they'll steal your livestock. They'll steal your babies. I mean,
I would assume that if you did all that and it still got rocked or whatever, then you didn't do it right.
You didn't do it right. They didn't like your offerings.
Not that they didn't exist. Just that you didn't do it right.
It's just that you
didn't. Okay. All
right. Well, no. I mean, they really believe that. I mean, today in Ireland, they still say there's fair folk.
Didn't seem that fair if they're doing all that.
Well... Just because they're called fair because they're beautiful. Well, not fair as
fair
in,
doesn't mean beautiful here. Fair means like this.
Are we in Ireland?
Kind of fair. I mean, whatever. Fair to Midland.
We're not in a Celtic area. I mean, fair folk is because they were beautiful.
We use the right fucking words for over here then.
We're not talking about over here. We're talking about over there.
Oh.
Lord have mercy. Offerings of food and drink or portions of the crops were left outside for the fairies. The souls of the dead were also said to revisit their homes seeking hospitality. So, think of that. When that family member you absolutely hate dies, they'll be back, expecting to mooch off of you some more.
Yeah, probably. Happens today anyway.
Right. Places were even set at the dinner table and by the fire to welcome them.
And I think this is where that leave an empty space for the chair for the devil stuff come from too, I think. You know,
I think that was around at the same time.
Yeah.
But this is for, like, when you make your table for, like, Thanksgiving or something.
And really, the devil has nothing to do with Halloween.
Absolutely
nothing.
Nothing. Hmm. The belief that the souls of the dead return home on one night of the year and must be appeased seems to have ancient origins and is found in many cultures throughout the world. In 19th century Ireland, candles would be lit and prayers formally offered to the souls of the dead. After this, the eating, drinking, and games would begin. Throughout Ireland and Britain, the household festivities included rituals and games intended to foretell one's future, especially regarding death and marriage. Because that's what, you know, fortune tellers made fortunes off of back then. Was
still
telling
do.
Girls, well, yeah, telling girls who they're going to marry and...
Besides, am I going to be rich? What are the next two questions?
When am I going to die and am I going to find love? I mean, that's what it is. Apples and nuts were often used in these divination rituals because I don't think I have it in here, but I did read somewhere where they would have you, like the fortune tellers would give you an apple, tell you to take the pill off, to try to do it in one long... pill, and then you dump it in the water, and then the apple pill is supposed to form the first letter of your love's name.
We tried it. They're full of shit. It didn't work.
It doesn't work. I mean, it doesn't. But again, you're going to see what you want to. And this, here we go. This included apple bobbing, nut roasting, scrying or mirror gazing,
wiener kicking,
pouring molten lead or egg whites into water, dream interpretation, and many others. Why the hell are you going to pour molten lead into water?
So it'll cool.
Well,
it wouldn't cool, but it would.
It would form. So you can use egg whites, too. Just use the egg whites.
Well, some people on the dangerous side. Give me some molten lead.
Special bonfires were lit, and there were rituals involving them. Their flame, smoke, and cleansing powers were also used for divination. In some places, torches lit from the bonfire were carried sunwise around homes and fields to protect them. So you would do, you know, like counterclockwise, but you would start where the sun rose and then end where it set. It is suggested that the fires were a kind of imaginative or symbolic magic. They mimicked the sun helping the powers of growth and holding back the decay and darkness of winter. In Scotland, these bonfires and divination games were banned by the church elders in some parishes. Big surprise. In Wales, bonfires were lit to prevent the souls of the dead from falling to earth. So they won't keep them bitches up in the air where they belong. Later, these bonfires served to keep away the devil.
Well, why wouldn't they do that all year round?
Because on certain, like, on this,
a little bit of smoke. No, I
mean, on this holiday, they're saying that the veil.
So the rest of the days you're fucked.
No, they're saying that the veil is thinnest on this holiday.
Can you see such veil? Can you see it?
Can you see God?
No, but how do
they know? People believe it's there.
How do they know? Like, how do they know? Like, and what if they were off a day?
Well, then I guess they're fucked.
I'm just saying.
It's your belief system. You believe the veil is thin. The dead can cross over. So if you don't want them to, this is what you do.
But if you never see a veil, it's always thin.
Wow. Mm-mm-mm. Did I say the part about the bonfires served to keep away the devil?
Yeah. Well, you mentioned it.
You made me lose my place. That's why I'm checking. From at least the 16th century, the festival included mumming and guising in Ireland, Scotland, and the Isles of Man and Wales. This involved people going house to house in costume or in disguise, usually reciting verses and songs in exchange for food.
So that's the trick or treat.
That's your trick or treat. And a lot of time it was hungry kids going, and that's how they would eat.
That's sad.
It is sad because, I mean, you think about it. Ireland and Scotland were very poor countries at once upon a time.
Their parents should get jobs and feed them.
Sweetheart, this was a long, long, long time ago. You know, you didn't.
McDonald's is always hiring.
There was no McDonald's hadn't even been thought up yet. One to think.
Well, then it could have been invented, and they would have been rich.
They were peasants, so it's. Kind of, what are you going to do?
Cook some fucking hamburgers. That's what you better do.
It wasn't invented yet. There was not a hamburger then.
But think about this. What if you were the motherfucker who invented the hamburger at that time? People would be like, oh, this is delicious.
You would probably not be poor.
That's what I'm saying. Instead of making your kids go beg for food.
Every parent now lets their kids go beg for candy. That's all it is. You're begging for candy.
Yeah, but it's not food. It's candy, so it's a novelty.
When it first started, it was food, and then it graduated into candy.
It just seems like a very sad tradition.
It may have originally been a tradition where people impersonated the souls of the dead and received offerings on their behalf, similar to the custom of souling. Impersonating these beings or wearing a disguise was also believed to protect oneself from them. Mm-hmm. So if you're out there, like, mm-hmm. if the mm-hmm. oogies mm-hmm. and boogies are out there mm-hmm. and you're dressed like them, you're going to be left alone. Kind of like Bill Murray in Zombieland.
So they couldn't detect it.
Yeah, because somehow him dressing like a zombie and walking around made them not be able to smell.
I will say, though, in The Walking Dead, that was pretty smart putting the zombie guts on there.
Well, yeah, because then they smell like them. Yeah. They don't smell human. But Bill Murray wasn't doing that. He just put makeup on and was walking around.
Or at the end of World War Z, where he injects himself with all the diseases.
Yeah, because they were only going after healthy people. That's a good movie. Okay, it is suggested that the mummers and geysers personify the old spirits of the winner who demand reward in exchange for good fortune. Seems nice. In parts of southern Ireland, the geysers included a hobby horse. A man dressed as a white mare. I'm not even going to attempt the Irish word. Not going to do it. Because I can't. Led youths house to house reciting verses, some of which had pagan overtones, in exchange for food. So he would dress up as a white horse and do that. If the household donated food, it could expect good fortune, but not doing so would bring misfortune. So,
it seems like a scam.
It seems like you best be handing out that food if you want to have a good year.
Seems like a scam.
In Scotland, youths went house to house with masks.
Suck my white horse cock.
He at no point said that. Rude ass.
And you will have good fortune.
Isn't that what every man tells every woman? Suck my cock and good fortune will come your way?
Yes, but they all say suck my white horse cock. Because he said he was a white mare.
A white mare wouldn't have a cock.
True. Not that, nah. Not these mares.
No. Mares don't have cocks.
Not these mares.
In Scotland, youths went house to house with masks painted or blackened faces, often threatening to do mischief if they were not welcomed. So there's your trick. In parts of Wales, men went about dressed as fearsome beings to scare people into giving them stuff, I guess. In the late 19th and early 20th century, young people would cross-dress.
Sure.
Yeah, so. Elsewhere in Europe, mumming and hobby horses were part of other yearly festivals. However, in the Celtic-speaking regions, they were particularly appropriate to a knot upon which supernatural beings were said to be abroad and could be intimidated.
Abroad. Like a woman?
Abroad as in out and around.
Like idiot abroad.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Intimidated or warded off by human wanderers. From at least the 18th century, intimidating malevolent spirits led to playing pranks in Ireland and the Scottish Highlands. So, because you're dressed up so thoroughly, you can do
it. So that's your toilet paper in and egg in.
Yeah, that's what it eventually turns into. Wearing costumes and playing pranks at Halloween spread to England in the 20th century.
Which this year, you probably don't want to do a whole lot of toilet paper in because
that's in high demand.
We don't know when you're going to get the next roll.
Right. Because you can just now get toilet paper.
Could be leafing it.
And
I don't know about you guys. I don't know if you've ever leafed it or not. You get a twig in the wrong place.
Gross. Are you talking about sticking a twig up your butt?
No. That's not what I said. I said if you get a twig in the wrong place.
Where else would you cut your butt?
You could cut it. You ever get a hard turd and you cut your butt? Cut your butt. And then you feel that for days. If you cut your butt.
I don't know how talking about Halloween went to scratching butts. I don't know how it went off the rails.
If you cut your asshole with a twig accidentally, you will feel, because it's a tear in the knot.
Okay, here's the thing. If you're leafing it, you're going to make sure there's not a twig.
You're going to hope.
I mean, you're going to make sure there's no twig.
You're going to hope.
And also make sure it's not a poison ivy leaf.
Yeah, because you don't need an itchy butt. People think you don't wipe properly. Fucking dirty butt. Scratching.
Traditionally, pranksters used hollowed out turnips often carved with grotesque faces as lanterns.
Now, this was covered in our urban legends, Halloween urban legends.
Yeah. Yeah, where that started and why. By those who made them, the lanterns were said to represent the spirits or were used to ward off evil spirits. They were common in parts of Ireland and the Scottish Highlands in the 19th century, as well as in Somerset. I don't know why they just mentioned one place in England, but there you go. In the 20th century, they spread to other parts of England and became generally known as jack-o'-lanterns. Today's Halloween costumes are thought to have been influenced by Christian dogma and practices derived from it. Because you see a lot of devil costumes. There's like a ton of different versions of a devil costume. Halloween is the evening before the Christian holidays of All Hallows' Eve on November 1st and All Souls' Day on November 2nd, thus giving the holiday on October 31st the full name of All Hallows' Eve. And it also kicks off like a shit ton of Christian crap to do for the next 2 months.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And I think it's the Catholics, because there's like...
Yeah, your bank account.
Well, there's some that will celebrate the 12 days of Christmas. Like, that's 12 days of gifts. That they do that instead of just the one day.
Jesus Christ.
Since the time of the early church, major feasts in Christianity, such as Christmas, Easter, and Pentecost, had vigils that began the night before, as did the Feast of All Hallows. These 3 days are collectively called All Hallowtide and are a time for honoring the saints and praying for the recently departed souls who have yet to reach heaven. Don't they have like a Lent too, where you go forever without eating?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I can see. Well, I'll say, you know, we do the intermittent fasting at times, and during that intermittent, that 16 hours you don't eat. It's 16 hours, you are a little bit kind of like seeing whatever and hearing whatever. So I can see if you're doing a long fast, how you would think you're more connected to the spirit world. But really, it's just you dying.
Yeah, it's you. You're hallucinating.
Yeah, you're dying.
Eat something.
Yeah, especially if you're withholding fluids, too. You're really dying.
Get a Snickers.
Correct.
Okay. In 835, All Hallows' Day was officially switched to November 1st, the same date as Samhain, at the behest of Pope Gregory IV. Nice guy. Souling, the custom of baking and sharing soul cakes for all of Christian souls, has been suggested as the origin of trick-or-treating.
So they were.
You would go. You would dress
souls in cakes. Is
no,
that
it's just what it's. No, it's just called a soul cake. It's just called a soul cake.
But if you put a human soul in a cake and you eat it, is it cannibalism?
No, because it's not like the flesh. It's just a
but
soul.
But it's still a human.
That you can't even really prove is a thing.
Like the veil.
Yeah.
Got it.
But to eat another person, that person's there. You can see them. You can touch them.
Maybe
you're chewing on them, so that's cannibalism.
Maybe they put a little bit in them. You know, like a little bit of hair or something. Like a fingernail.
So we're pulling the Meg apple pie thing?
Yeah,
hair
pie.
Gross.
Is that cannibalism? If you don't know it, but you eat somebody's fingernail, it's part of them. It's part of their body.
No, because it's not the meat. It's a fingernail.
I don't think it has to be the meat.
Cannibalism is the meat and the bones and the marrow.
I don't think it has to be just that. I think it could
be... You know what? Look it up. And then we'll go from there. But I'm pretty sure if you unknowingly eat a fingernail, you are not cannibalizing somebody.
Shh, I'm looking it up.
I bet you are. This custom dates back to at least as far as the 15th century and was found in parts of England, Flanders, Germany, and Austria. Groups of poor people, often children, would go door to door during All Hallowtide collecting soul cakes in exchange for praying for the dead, especially the souls of the giver's friends and relatives.
We were both right. It's the act of consuming another individual of the same species as food. So I was right on it could be any part of it. but you were right in that it's being used for food. So if you not knowingly,
if you knowingly eat a bitch, you're cannibalizing them. If you don't, then
it's not cannibalism.
I mean, it's not, because you don't know that you're eating them. I mean, it is in the fact that you're
fucking gross.
Oh, it is. But it's cannibalism in the fact that you're eating somebody else, but it's not because you don't know you're eating somebody else.
I guess that makes sense, because what if you get, you know, one of the spit hamburgers, you know what I mean? Like, you didn't know somebody spit on it or jacked
off on it. Okay, here's the thing. If you sent that burger back more than once, you know something's on it.
But what I'm saying is, that's not the point. The point is, if someone, you know, road trips your hamburger, it's not...
Yeah, but they didn't do it. It wasn't a hamburger. It was the... French toast, wasn't
yeah,
it?
But
he sent it back. That's why it got put in the ass crack.
But he's not a cannibal, because he didn't know that it had this guy's, you know, dandruff, which is his skin.
It had pube hair on it, too.
Yeah. So he didn't know, so he's not a cannibal.
Now, your mom, who sent back a steak 5 times, should have never ate the fucking steak.
Never.
She shouldn't ate it.
Never.
Because Lord only knows what was on that steak. There was probably ass hair, pube hair, like booty flakes. You don't know what was on that thing.
Steak is stringy.
And she ate it.
What sauce is this?
No.
Is this A1 the semen?
Okay. Whew. Soul cakes would be offered for the souls themselves to eat, or the soulers would act as their representatives and then eat the cake.
I should have just waited for the...
While souling, Christians would carry with them lanterns made of hollowed-out turnips. It has been suggested that the carved jack-o'-lantern, a popular symbol of Halloween, originally represented the souls of the dead. On Halloween in medieval Europe, fires served a dual purpose, being lit to guide returning souls to the homes of their families, as well as to deflect demons from haunting sincere Christian folk.
So, my concern is... You're going to light the fire to invite ghosts. We don't want them. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it is my grandpa. I don't care who it is. I don't want them here. So.
You have to.
Don't light that fire.
Now, you can light a fire and that not happen. The thing is the intent that you put forth as you're lighting the fire is what would make it possible. You have to intend and ask and put out there that's what you're doing. Like, you have to...
Like, what's the process?
Your
vibes.
Putting
it out of there.
Your
vibes.
Like,
how do you do that? What's your vibes? You can't see them. What is that?
You're putting me into a bitchy vibe.
But what is that?
You're going to feel it.
I understand, but...
Have you ever not been around somebody that you can just tell? I'm sure people have with you, where you've just walked into a room and they're like, we ain't fucking with him today.
Maybe.
So there you go. That's what it is.
So what is it though? Like, you can't see it.
You can't see it, but it's something that you feel.
So it's called a vibe. Putting it out there. Putting it out there. Usually people want to put something out there. They say, hey, I'm going to put this out there. You know.
It's no different than you when you pray. You're putting out there your prayers and your thoughts, right?
No,
when you
light these, hears them.
They think someone does. Okay. So when you're lighting these fires, as you're doing it, you're telling it why you're doing it.
You're doing it to
say, it's just like praying, or, you know, when you go and light a candle and you're praying for somebody, or when you celebrate the dead like they do down there.
So they're telling the fires what to do.
They're telling the universe, basically.
So now they're telling the universe what to do.
I'm going to kill you. Moving on, because we're never going to get past this, because you're just going to keep doing it. Okay. Households in Austria, England, and Ireland often had candles burning in every room to guide the souls back to visit their earthly homes.
From the universe.
They are known as soul lights.
Just putting it out there.
And I'm just putting it out that you're about to get punched in the balls. Not the fun way. Almanacs of the late 18th and early 19th century that Halloween was widely celebrated in North America. It shows on there, I guess. It was not until mass Irish and Scottish immigration in the 19th century that Halloween became a major holiday in America, confined to immigrant communities during the mid-19th century, and then it kind of just spread. It was gradually assimilated into mainstream society and was celebrated coast to coast by people of all social, racial, and religious backgrounds by the first decade of the 20th century. In Cajun areas, a nocturnal mass was said in cemeteries on Halloween night. Candles that had been blessed were placed on graves, and families sometimes spent the entire night at the graveside. It'd be kind of chilly. The yearly Greenwich Village Halloween parade was begun in 1974 by puppeteer and mask maker Ralph Lee of Greenwich Village. It is the world's largest Halloween parade and America's only major nighttime parade, attracting more than 60,000 costume participants, 2 million spectators, and a worldwide TV audience. I didn't even know about that until I did this research.
Yeah, I've never heard of it before. Macy's Day Parade.
It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I know.
Why don't they do one on Christmas? Why is it Thanksgiving?
There is a Christmas parade.
It's not like the Thanksgiving parade.
No, Thanksgiving is the big one. I think it's because it is sponsored by Macy's. So
yeah, that's why it's called the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade.
Hey, thanks. But I think that's why it's such a big deal, is because they pay for all the advertisement and all that stuff, and now it's become this even bigger deal.
Well, I mean, they do one on Christmas, too, that takes the same route as the Thanksgiving, but it's not nearly...
It doesn't have all the balloons.
Yeah, it's not what the Thanksgiving one is. Mm-hmm. I love watching it every year, and you guys always poo-poo on me.
Yeah, it's just dumb now.
I still like watching it.
I don't think you'll have one this year because of the pandemic.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, probably won't. I mean, if they do, you're not going to have all the people.
You're not going to have, you're not going to have the people out on the streets, but they'll probably still have the parade.
Yeah.
They'll just be, of course, masked.
The balloons?
The people holding the balloons. Because, yeah.
You don't want to give the COVID to the balloons because then you won't have them next year.
Oh my God. It's a balloon. It's not real.
Sure.
Yeah, that's not a real Pikachu floating around. It's not a real Sonic. It's not a real Snoopy.
That's sad. What about the Santa one? It's real.
There's an actual Santa. He finishes out the parade.
I know. Christmas. Duh.
You're making my ass twitch. Jack-o'-lanterns are traditionally carried by geysers on All Hallows Eve in order to frighten evil spirits, because that's all it takes is a carved up pumpkin to make an evil spirit run away. Trick or treating is a customary celebration for children on Halloween. Children go in costume from house to house asking for treats such as candy or sometimes money. Have you ever?
Yeah, now actually I will tell you that when I went trick or treating as a kid, people used to give pennies. There were some houses that gave pennies or dollars, quarters.
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
Or the big whole candy bars.
That we did get.
Yeah.
Around Mama's house.
And then,
never money.
Yep. There were some people, or nickels, dimes.
And then they would even, in her neighborhood, they would even have like little customized treat bags.
Yeah.
For the people coming.
popcorn balls.
That
apples.
Yeah, that you know, it's not even mentioned in here, popcorn balls.
Yeah,
and that's the only time you really see popcorn balls is Halloween.
There was people in the neighborhood where I went, they made their own candy at home, like their own homemade chocolate and everything, and they would wrap them up and put them in.
Well, you freaking had Wittix down there, so yeah.
For Thanksgiving, I think that was who they were related to or something. But you, like, that house actually passed out
homemade candy.
That was really good.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, the best candy I've ever had has been from Wittix.
Oh, hey, newsflash, though. I did want to tell you this. We know what trick-or-treat is, so you don't have to read the definition.
I don't have the definition of trick-or-treat.
Save some time.
I don't have the definition of
trick-or-treat. You just read the fucking definition. Kids will dress up in costumes, and then they'll go to houses, and they'll either get candy or money.
It's part of the history of Halloween, so blow me, okay?
Plan on it.
And I guess you don't want to hear the question of they'll ask for a trick or treat when they go to the houses, right? Too bad, I just told you. This practice is said to have roots in the medieval practice of mumming, which is closely related to souling. So see, I had a point in doing it. It's related.
It's the first time you've had a point, so.
Halloween costumes are traditionally modeled after supernatural figures such as vampires, monsters, ghosts, skeletons, witches, and devils.
Witches and devils.
Witches.
Because that's not what you said.
That's what I said.
You're saying it now. Okay.
Shut up.
Thanks for clarifying.
Over time, the costume selection extended to include popular characters from fiction, celebrities, and generic archetypes such as ninjas and princesses.
I didn't see a whole lot of ninjas.
You never really do.
No,
the only time I saw a lot of ninjas was when they did that, and I was younger, like way younger. Was when they did the Power Rangers had the ninja costumes because we had to have one.
G.I. Joe ninjas?
Yeah. We had to have one made for my little brother. He was the white ninja.
The princesses were always popular.
The princesses, yeah, they're always popular. You see those every year. Especially on the little toddler girls.
I do like seeing the little kids in their costumes. I think it's cute. You know, I do think it's cute.
There was all kinds of little princesses this time.
The little princess is just so fucking cold, man. How the fuck? We were probably, halfway through it?
It wouldn't have been bad if it wasn't raining.
Yeah, I can feel your fucking hands. We're done.
Yeah, if it wasn't raining, it would have been. Last year, it sprinkled a little bit, but it was much warmer.
Now, I remember when I was a kid, and my mom would take us trick-or-treating. We drove to, like, 3 or 4 fucking neighborhoods, and it was a 2-day affair. Like, hey, we're doing trick-or-treating these counties, and then trick-or-treating these counties. This seems like stealing, because I think you're supposed to stay in your neighborhood. And she's like, just get the fuck out of the car, go get mom some candy.
Because she was getting high and needed the munchies.
Correct.
I mean, you didn't know it at the time, but hindsight
mom,
and all
my
that.
My mom needs diabetes.
Which, funny enough, she has. But yeah, I mean, that's why they have trick-or-treat on different nights, I guess, so that you can go. Because I think...
Because we used to load
Circleville's
up in the car.
Is tonight.
Yeah, we used to load up in the car and fucking go to different counties. And then different neighborhoods. Because it used to not just be an hour and a half. It used to be from like 5 p.m. until 8 p.m.
Oh, yeah. It was a long time.
Mm-hmm. And if you didn't come away with 2 full bags, you did something wrong.
You see, we just stayed in the Mama's neighborhood, but you've seen how big that is.
And it wasn't this walk casual like we do with our kids. Like, hey, let's make it a fun time. It was a run, hurry up, get to the next house, hurry up.
Well, sweetheart, that's because we're not crazy.
Like, fuck, we can't afford no candy? That's why we're doing this? We can't afford no candy? I don't need it that bad.
We're not crazy.
Just saying. Sorry. Probably like, no, you wanted to talk about.
Oh, no, it's fine. There are several games associated with Halloween, such as divination rituals, ways of telling one's future regarding deaths, marriage, and children, which we touched on a little bit earlier. Another game, which you have not stopped talking about, is apple bobbing or dunking. Dunking involves kneeling on a chair, holding a fork between the teeth, and trying to dive the fork into the apple. Seems like a lot of work for an apple.
So what if you miss? And you just fucking hit the wood and that fork.
I mean, it's not one that you see now.
It's not one you should try.
Yeah.
This is not something you'd be good at.
No. I can't walk across a flat surface without falling. So, no. Telling ghost stories, watching horror films are common fixtures of Halloween parties. Episodes of TV series and Halloween-themed specials are commonly aired on or before Halloween. Do you know they did not air The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, this year?
That is horrible.
Nowhere. It wasn't on.
Horrible. Those cartoons, even the awful claymation Rudolph, The Red-Nosed Reindeer for Christmas, all of those are traditional.
You have to play them, especially now.
Right.
With the shit going on, you want something happy from your childhood that makes you think of better shit.
Tradition.
Every year,
I love
the Great Pumpkin is
it.
On.
Love The Great Pumpkin.
Wasn't on this year.
Love it.
Assholes.
We did partake in some scary stuff, though, like watching.
I mean, we watch scary stuff all the time.
And we're living in the pandemic, so I guess that's special.
Yeah, this will be a scary ghost story years from now.
Yeah.
The entire year of 2020. they will turn it into a what is it, Treehouse of Horror thing that they do on The Simpsons?
It'll be an American Horror Story.
Yeah, it will be. Well,
season.
That was actually one that they were toying with doing, was a pandemic episode or season.
Too early.
But it was like, they were going to do it before this happened, and they're like, yeah, we'll wait.
It's too early, I think.
We'll wait. And of course, you know, new horror movies come out, except for this year. New horror movies come out almost every Halloween to capitalize on the spooky.
I will say again, though, we love those horror movies. We love the Saw movies.
The Saw movies are good.
I mean, we love those type of Dexter. We're huge fans of Dexter.
Which we're rewatching because we are getting a new season.
Right. So we've kind of been in the Halloween theme, I guess. Because we've been watching Dexter now for a while, trying to power watch all the seasons.
We're on, what, 6 now?
Yeah.
Haunted attractions are entertainment venues designed to thrill and scare patrons. Now, see, some people are smart and do those year-round.
See, I think that would be a moneymaker, because some people want that. I mean, you know, you got that crazy McCamey Manor shit, which to me is not really a haunted house. It's just a torture chamber. So that guy can torture people.
And I really think that he has video cameras set up and he's running that shit live through the dark web. Because he's getting money somewhere. But that's a whole nother podcast.
I'm not going to put my idea out there for a, not necessarily a haunted house, but maybe a creepy attraction. But I think it'd be a huge moneymaker. Year round.
You have something like that cooking in your head?
I do.
And I'm just now hearing about it?
Yes.
Okay.
I've watched everybody else's mistakes.
And of course, you know, your haunted entertainments include haunted houses, corn mazes, and hay rides. The only thing scary about a hay ride is the sneezing.
Hall grows too, right? I mean, usually October is a big time for doing like the bonfires and the hall grows.
Well, yeah, I'd assume. I mean, I didn't see anything about hog roast, but yeah, bonfires.
That's just been where I lived.
Okay. Okay, here are a list of foods associated with Halloween. A barmbrack.
Wiener.
Is in Ireland, and I probably said that wrong. Bonfire toffee, Great Britain. Candy/toffee apples are also Great Britain and Ireland. Candy apples, candy corn, candy pumpkins, North America. Chocolate everywhere. Monkey nuts, which are, because I was like, what the fuck is a monkey nut? A monkey nut is the,
sexual position. About to get my monkey nut.
Monkey nuts are the nuts that are still in the shells. That's what they're called. They're called monkey nuts.
What
the fuck? Those are in Ireland and Scotland.
That poor monkey.
Caramel apples you can find everywhere. Caramel corns everywhere. Colcannon, I think, is in Ireland. Halloween cake is everywhere. Sweets and candies everywhere. Novelty candy shapes like skulls, pumpkins, bats, worms, etc. You can find everywhere. You can sometimes find that year round. Roasted pumpkin seeds, which we see a lot of at Pumpkin Show that we did not get to have this year. Roasted sweet corn, also Pumpkin Show. Soul cakes, which I've never actually seen a soul cake, so I don't know like what they are.
It's because it's a soul. You can't see a soul.
Probably should have looked that up because I should have known that you would fixate on a soul cake. Look up a soul cake.
Oh, no, I don't want to look up a soul cake. Probably some weird porn.
And I said, how can a soul cake be a... You know what? Never mind, because there's some sick fuckers out there, so yeah. And then, of course, pumpkin pie. Your pumpkin pie starts being really popular October through the end of November.
Hey, can you cake fart a soul cake?
You shouldn't cake fart on any cake at all. That should have never even been a thing that got started. I don't even want to know who or why somebody thought of doing that and how it became popular.
Okay. I just wondered. It was a question I had. But
would you want to watch somebody fart on a cake?
I've watched it. It is funny. I mean, but I think it's meant to be sexual, but I found it funny.
It's meant to get people hard. And I don't understand. I don't understand.
Yeah. It's a waste of a good cake.
It really is, because and who's going to eat it now?
In a butthole. I mean, looks like a dirty butt.
Sorry. Especially if it's a chocolate cake.
Crack spackle.
Especially if it's a chocolate cake. The traditions and importance of Halloween vary greatly among countries that observe it. In Scotland and Ireland, traditional Halloween customs include children dressing up in costume, going guising, holding parties, while other practices in Ireland include lighting bonfires and fireworks displays. In Brittany, children would play practical jokes by setting candles inside skulls in graveyards to frighten visitors. Jesus Christ. Mass transatlantic immigration in the 19th century popularized Halloween in North America, and celebration in the United States and Canada has had a significant impact on how the event is observed in other nations. This larger North American influence, particularly in iconic and commercial elements, has extended to places such as Ecuador, Chile, Australia, and New Zealand, continental Europe, Finland, Japan, and other parts of East Asia. In the Philippines during Halloween, Filipinos return to their hometowns and purchase candles and flowers in preparation for the following All Saints Day on November 1st and All Souls Day, though it falls on November 2nd, most of them observe it the day before. In Mexico and Latin America in general, it is referred to Day of the Dead. I can't remember how they say it. Most of the people from Latin America construct altars in their home to honor their deceased relatives, and they decorate them with flowers and candies and other offerings. And then they will also have parades to, like, the grave sites and do stuff there. And there's, like, a lot of music and stuff.
Seems like a lot of work.
Well, that's because there's nobody, like, that's past close to us that we care enough about to do that kind of stuff too.
Free candy in that.
Wow, it's always gonna be free candy.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna just like, yeah, fucking work, I need something.
Well, for them, it's getting to celebrate their family, be with their family, and have big dinners.
That's always pretty good. If you like your family.
If you like your family and you don't want a Jerry Springer episode, yes. But for us, holidays genuinely turn into a Springer episode.
That's correct.
So no thank you. We will skip the Springer and actually have a nice holiday.
The wiener. I tried. It didn't work out. So that was our podcast on the history of Halloween.
And I know I messed up on some words and just didn't even try on others.
But we hope you enjoyed, and remember, we don't never mean to offend. We just try to have fun with what we're doing, and hopefully you learn something. So come join us for November. We got a lot lined up for November.
Yeah, we don't know what the next one's going to be, so I don't kind of want to drop a hint.
No. But look out for it. It'll be dropping.
We do know we will be doing a history of Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving.
We're going to try to do that for the holidays when the holidays come about. That way we can...
But we are going to try to do the actual real story of Thanksgiving, not the, teddy bears and rainbows version?
Yeah, we're going to do the massacre and murder rape version.
The real one. Right. What really happened.
Correct. We're those other people.
Because why not?
Okay, well, enjoy your Halloween, and we hope you keep listening. If you have any ideas, just drop them for us so we can see them. Email us.
Yeah, because I think through the Anchor app, they can actually send voice
messages.
We
also have a Twitter, too.
Yes, we do. It's the podcast name. Something on Twitter. One of our daughters set it up for us.
Yep, just look up the podcast name.
Yeah, and it should pop right up.
Yep.
And any ideas that anybody has for podcasts, shoot them to us, and we'll look into it and try to get to them.
That's right.
And see you next time. Bye.